Král a cap. The Billy Goat and the King. Žil raz jeden král, který rozuměl reči všetkých vtákov, zvěrat a hmyzů. Once upon a time, a king understood the speech of all birds, animals and insects. Tuto znalost mu samozřejmě darovala krstná víla. This knowledge, of course, was given to him by a fairy godmother. Ale byl to dost nepříjemný darček. But it was a rather unpleasant gift. Protože věděl, že ak by někdy prezradil čokoľvek, čo se takto dozvedel, premenil by se na kameň. For he knew that if he ever revealed anything he learned in this way, he would be turned to stone. Ako sa mu podarilo vyhnúť sa tomu dlho pred začiatkom tohto príbehu, neviem povedať, ale bezpečne dospel do mužského veku, oženil sa so ženou a bol šťastný, ako to u panovníkov býva. I cannot say how he managed to avoid this long before the beginning of this story. But he had safely grown to manhood, married a woman, and was happy as monarchs are wont to be. Musím vám povedať, že tento král bol hinduista. I must tell you that this king was a Hindu. Keď hinduista jedáva svoje jedlo, má na zemi pekné miestečko, čerstvo potreté blatom. When a Hindu eats his meal, he has a nice little place on the ground, freshly smeared with mud. Sedí uprostred neho s veľmi nepatrným oblečením, čo je celkom iný spôsob ako u nás. He sits in the middle with very little clothing, which is quite different from our way. Jedného dňa tento král jedol večeru práve na takomto peknom, čistom, blatom omietnutom mieste. One day this king was eating his dinner in such a nice, clean, mud-plastered place. Jeho žena seděla oproti, aby ho obsluhovala a robila mu spoločnosť. His wife was sitting opposite to serve him and keep him company. Ako jedol, hodil na zem niekoľko zrniek ryže a malý mravec, ktorý si hľadal obživu, jedno zrnko chytil a niesol si ho do svojej diery. As he was eating, he threw a few grains of rice on the ground, and a tiny ant, looking for sustenance, caught one grain and carried it to his hole. Těsně za královým městom se tento mravec stretl s iným mravcom a král počul, ako ten druhý hovorí. Just beyond the king's place, this ant met another ant, and the king heard the other ant talking. Drahý priateľ, daj mi to zrnko rýže a vezmi si pre seba ďalšie. My dear friend, give me that grain of rice and take another for yourself. Vidíš, moje topánky sú také špinavé, že keby som išiel na kráľovo miesto na jedenie, znečistil by som ho. You see, my shoes are so dirty that if I were to go to the king's place to eat, I would make it dirty. A to nemôžem urobiť, bolo by to veľmi neslušné. And I cannot do that, it would be insulting. Majiteľ ryžového zrnka však len odpovedal. The owner of the grain of rice, however, only replied. Ak chceš ryžu, choď si pre ňu. If you want rice, go get it. Nikto si nevšimne tvoje špinavé topánky. No one will notice your dirty shoes. Nemyslíš si snáď, že budem nosiť rýžu pre všetkých našich príbuzných? Don't you think I will bring rice for all our relatives? Vtedy sa kráľ rozosmial. Then the king laughed. The queen looked at herself from top to bottom, but she saw and found nothing in her appearance that could make the king laugh. A tak povedala, čomu sa smeješ? So she said, what are you laughing at?